Yes, and I hope everybody doing well. And we are so excited, and finally we have our bedroom about to be fake, about to be gonna be pretty. So we waited for almost 8 years. So praise God, it's gonna be pretty. Messy right now, it's gonna be pretty later. And so I'm gonna share something that I believe they're gonna bless me first, and hopefully gonna bless other people. And my message gonna be the title of message. I would say, benefit of giving thanks to the Lord. I look at from Google. Interesting, I found Thanksgiving. What is full meaning of Thanksgiving? So this season is Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite. I do it. I try to recognize, I try to remember the Lord, His goodness every day. But of course, sometimes we forget it. The Lord knows that. And no condemnation in Christ. Amen. So I found out on Google, it says the Thanksgiving, the act of giving of thanks, grateful acknowledgement of benefit or favors, especially to God, an expression of thanks, especially to God, a public, let me read that again. The act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgments of benefit or favors, especially to God, an expression of thanks, especially to God, a public of celebration in acknowledgement of divine favor, of kindness. This is amazing. Google can say this. And most Christians don't recognize, don't acknowledge. This is Google, secular. I'm like, wow, Lord, this is good, this definition. And basically, they acknowledge this Thanksgiving is, this is not the normal person can say this. So this acknowledgement is giving thanks is higher, not just normal, like say thank you to one another, acknowledge that someone has done something for us, something has happened to us. So that's how we give thanks. And I remember my encounter with the Lord because of my gratitude. I give thanks to God. I didn't say that, I didn't confess 7 step, or I didn't pray like fasting 20 days. That's how I encountered with the Lord. But because of my gratitude, I give God thanks. That's how Jesus appeared to me, spoke to me, audible voice that changed my life. And I see that I want to take a look. I love David. I want to take a look in Psalm 103, verse 3. David talked to his soul a lot, I noticed when we read Psalm. And he talked to his soul. I think we need to learn like David. I think most of trouble, our soul, it costs us trouble because our soul is wild. And Andrew Womack said, if our soul like a vow, if we can transform our mind, make our soul like our spirit, so we will, our body would experience the power of God. I'm 100% in agreement with that. Because our soul, and our Lord Jesus said, our soul is like, it's big, right? A big or like its value. Our Lord Jesus, like our soul, only the word of God can redeem our soul, right? Redeem our soul, right? Through the washing of the word. Basically, redeem our soul. Like Jim talked about, we need to desire the milk just like kids, sincere, like babes, sincere. The word, like redeeming our soul. We often say emotion, often say my will, emotion. And our Lord Jesus said, if you have whole world and you lost your soul, what can you do? So basically, our soul is so, like, I would say that unstable. It can be truth to lie, deception. It also can be truth to the word of God. Depend what we feed on, I would say. Because our soul doesn't know what is good or bad, I would say. I could be wrong. If we feed on the word of God, when we look to the word of God, our soul can adapt to that attitude. we can bear the truth and it become a reality, and we are one with our spirit, and we can experience. So our soul, I think, and King David, I think he understand the soul and he could control himself. They said, soul, you bless the Lord. All that we within me, bless his holy name. Let's look at 103. And I saw Psalm 64, verse 4, New Living Translation said, I will give thanks unto the Lord as long as I live. He was speaking to his soul. He said he was speaking to his soul when you read in verse 1. The same thing, Psalm 103, verse 4. Let me go there. 103, verse 4. 103 verse 3, I'm sorry. 103 verse 3. This is kind of like, let's start from verse 1. Verse 1 is, bless the Lord of my soul, all that within me, bless his holy name. Everyone, most Christians know this. And bless the Lord, all my soul. I'm sorry, verse 2, I don't want to forget, focus. And forget not all his benefit. So oftentimes we forget the benefit of God. So he said, bless the Lord, all my soul. And forget not all his benefit. And the benefit of God, the goodness of God, easy for us to forget. Easy for us to forget. I think the moment we forget, we start to trust in ourselves. The moment we forget, we see the children of Israel did when Deuteronomy chapter 8, when Moses, God was telling Moses, tell my children Israel, we will go there. If we read whole chapter, and before you enter the promised land, this you got to do. Remember, remind children of Israel, this what they're going to do. Remember that when you, before you go there, remind them. So if we, let me do that as a homework. And then verse 18, oftentimes quoted, remember the Lord your God, it is he who give you power to get well. Don't tell yourself that you the one have power to plan, to have the house, beautiful house, have the Windsor and have all the things. But remember the Lord your God give you power to get well. So easy for us to forget, especially like my case, a lot of my people come to the US, we forget from Vietnam. I remember when we were in Cambodia, like everyone, oh, I'm Christian, I got persecuted. But when they come to the US, I mean, and we remember we pray like 10 times a day when we're in refugee camp. When we're in jungle, we pray 10 times, 20 times a day. Now, I mean, I don't know how many times people pray for a month, maybe once a year. I don't know. You know, that kind of thing. We forget, you know, we're comfortable. And I want to take a look at different passages in the Bible today. I want to take a look at King Asa, chapter 2 Chronicle, chapter 15. Let's take a look. This is an interesting passage in the Bible. I've been studying King Asa. I like him. Let's take a look, King Asa, chapter 15. I'm going to read from verse 1, through maybe 12. Let's see, we'll find out. This is interesting. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and he said to him, hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you. While you are with him, if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will be forsake you. For a long time, Israel has been without a true God. Now, there's a lot of people worshiping God, but notice the prophet said that has been without true God. There are a lot of people right now. They go to church. They thought it's God, but they don't really worship God. I can tell you by evidence they live their life without teaching a priest, without law. But when in their trouble, they turned to the Lord of Israel. Lord God of Israel sought him. He was found by them. And in those times, there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in. But great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. So the nation was destroyed by nation, city by city. I mean, this is so sad. For God troubled them with every adversity. But you, be strong, And do not let your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed all abominable idols from all the land of Judah, Benjamin, from all the cities, and had taken in mountain of Ephraim. So basically, long story short, let me summarize it, go to verse. So they gathered, this is verse 10, because of time's sake, I'm gonna go down. Verse 10, so they gathered together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of King Asa, and they offered to the Lord. So basically they entered the covenant with the Lord, and then the Lord blessed them. So remember, everything just like desolate, nothing working, everything just like none working. But when they responded, remember, thanksgiving is act of worship. In Hebrew, mean act of worship, acknowledgement. There's God. Before that, nothing was working. During the king of Asa, nothing was working. Desolate. Look at some few verses up there. And Asa took notice. He responded the word, the prophet. He took notice. And your work shall be rewarded. Your work shall be rewarded. He took courage because responded to the word of God. And guess what? God blessed him tremendously. You go to chapter 16, God, even the later, all the king from Ethiopia and trying to come against him, God gave him, victory. And 35 years of his reign, no war. Until 36, there's a war come from Israel, basically from Israel come against him. But he trusted that he make a leak. He forgot the Lord, his God. And verse 9, chapter 16. Let it go, chapter 16, verse 9. This is when the prophet come to rebuke him, basically come to rebuke him. So let's take a look. Chapter 16, verse 9. This is... when the Hanani, the seer come, the seer Hanani come to rebuke him. He forgot all the miracle that God have done. And if we read in the, for they asked the Lord, let me see, if we read from verse 8, let me start from verse 7. And at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, the king of Judah, and said to him, because you have relied on the king of Syria, have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were there Ethiopian and Lubim were not huge army with many chariot horsemen, yet because you rely on the Lord, he has delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of whose heart loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. So he was angry at the word of the seer and put him in prison. And the Lord said, because you have trusted men, now you've done foolishly. Because you trust the Lord, you have done wisely. So every time we trust in ourselves, we get ourselves in trouble. We've done foolishly. We trust in men. So we see the right here, the same thing with David. David, when Jonathan come to rebuke him, he humbled himself. This guy, King Asa, when the seer come rebuke him, he just got mad. Put this here in prison. So basically we see David, how humble he is. But the point is right here. He did not recognize. I don't see any in this passage of the Bible that he remembered all the things that God had done for him. He forgot it all. The power, all the power, because he never remembered. In the Bible, I look at in Book of Kings talking about him. He could not. I don't see anything that mentioned that he remember all the power, the thing that God has done for him. Easy to forget the Lord when we prosper. A few days ago, before the election day, the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Warn my people the day to come." This is the word of the Lord. Okay. He said, warn my people the day to come. The prosperity, the goodness, the blessing gonna come upon my children. Warn my people, the Lord said to me. Warn my people when the blessing come, warn my people, the blessing will come, but many will not remember me. Many people will not remember. See, if right now they don't seek me, but when the blessing come, they will never have a chance to remember me. If the hard time, they don't seek me, forget it when the blessing time come. They will never, never, ever. So keep encouraged, keep seeking the Lord. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Because when the tough time come, we don't seek him. When the blessing time, easy to forget God. Look at the King Asa, he did the same. David the same, many we see in the Bible. And children of Israel did it. So thanksgiving, one of the things I believe keep us humble, keep us recognized, keep us, God so wise that when we, you know, Romans chapter 1, verse 21, oftentimes I say that all the time for my benefit. When we knew God, we did not glorify God. We did not honor God. We did not worship God. Or second thing is neither thankful. If we don't thankful, and the automatically, the third thing, we become vain in our imagination and our heart become hardened, become darker. If we don't do two things, and we get two things, we become vain in imagination and our heart become darker. So God so wise to tell us, and David so wise to command his soul, forget not, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Do not discourage. Do not worry. Do not worry. Do not discourage. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefit. If we forget his benefit, we can forget God. That's it. Look at Asa. I mean, God blessed him tremendously. God delivered him all this army. And now he said, you have done foolishly because he had not trusted the Lord. Trust the king. We trust him, man. So, and if he can, because all these things written for all learning, if he can forget it, we all can forget it. Human, we have capability of forgetting the thing that God has done for us if we don't continue to giving God thanks. And in America, thank God we have one day of giving thanks. All the nations, they don't have it. But as a Christian, I think we should do it every day. I'm talking about myself. I forget it too. I forget it too. But praise God, no guilt, no shame, no condemn. So we need to encourage ourselves to give thanks God. But one thing, we can give God every day. We can give thanks God every day. The Bible said that when we pray in tongue, we give thanks well. So that means if we pray in tongue every day, we give thanks God every day. Right? If we pray in tongue every day, that means we give thanks well every day. So giving thanks, acknowledging God, humble ourselves, recognizing God is our source, recognizing he's good God. So recognize the goodness of God. I believe recognize the goodness of God is major deal. God spoke to me many times. Many times he said, the more grateful, the more thankful you are, the more the blessing of God going to display in your life. Goodness of God going to display in your life. I really take that as serious, as the truth. And we look at the New Testament, the same thing Paul said, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God concerning Christ Jesus in you. This is the will of God. And we don't pay attention. We like, Lord, you know, most of the time, like, bless me, bless me, bless me, Lord. But sometimes we go through something, but God wants to teach us sometime to be free from other things. But we want the Lord bless us. We like all the scripture support us better than sometimes like, oh, I don't want to give thank God today. This person, that person. There are many things that set trap from enemy, God deliver. We forget it all. We forget it all. I do too. You know, there are things that God deliver us. There are things that I give you some testimony recently. And I just got set trap from people. I mean, these day and age, people do all kind of crazy things to set us, to snare us, to scam us, to get some money that they want. Somebody just asked me to give my info. I just gave, they said, we come back next Monday. Guess what? They never come back. They get my ID and they register me and bill me. I'm like, what? They just bill me without activation, without what's that? Without somebody come to my store to install the service, they just bill me. And I'm trying to call them. I don't know what the password. I don't know anything. All I can do is pray and did not resolve. 3 months, took me 3 months. But the Lord already spoke to me before it happened. See how amazing God. I don't know what it meant. In dream, he spoke in dream. I said, God, somebody trying to take my money from my wallet, first 5,000. And then I couldn't remember that they couldn't take my money out of my wallet. That's in my dream. And then I remember the dream when I tried to deal with them. I said, okay, now I know how to fight. And the last time, I already talked to the lawyer because I don't know how to do it. They keep billing me $176. But that's ongoing. It's not one time, ongoing. Every month, they start billing me. I said, oh, okay, Lord, I feel to talk to them one more time before I give the case to the lawyer. And while I was on the phone with them, the Lord started teaching me how to fight. This how I'm going to say to them. The Lord showed me how to fight with them. And I said, every set trap from enemy be loosened right now in the name of Jesus. While I was on the phone with them, I have to go to store because I have no access to my account because somebody created. I wasn't created. The Lord showed me how to fight. Every set trap from enemy be loosened right now. I release the angel of the Lord. Let the fear of the Lord fall upon them. I release the angel of the Lord. Angel of the Lord, you. I release the fear of God, the terror of God. You go there and fight for me. And I forgot now. Right then, the Lord showed me how directly I was on hold with them. Within 20 minutes, they released me. I was fighting 3 months private time. Did not go anywhere. So as I was praying, giving thanks to the Lord, I said, God, I remember that when the Lord spoke to me, I was giving thanks. I said, thank you, Lord. You have shown me the victory before even thing happened. Giving thanks is powerful force. I'm saying, Lord, you're so good. You're so good. I'm like, thank you, Lord. And then they're just like, okay, are you there? I see your phone. I say, yes. We able to solve your problem, so that, and then you can check your balance with the representative in the store and make sure your balance is zero. I said, okay, and I asked the guy to check my balance. He said, was your balance zero? Okay, good. So you can go home. Praise God. I said, praise God. Thank you. I said, thank you. So thanking God is acknowledging God because we have the power, we have the access to heaven with giving thanks. One of the things that, you know, our Father love when we give thanks. I have kids. When my kids say thanks to me, it really excite me. And David know how to touch the heart of God. That's I mean, no wonder God called him the man after my own heart. So we see the children of Israel will get all the benefit that God had done then. And we oftentimes we look at the scripture. Let's go look at the scripture again. Psalm 78, verse 41 and 42. Psalm 78, 41 and 42. Psalm 78, 41 and 42. The reason they forget, the reason they're in trouble, they forget it. All the power, all the thing that God done for them. Psalm 78, 41, 42. Let me see, 41, 42. 41, 42. Yay, again, again, they tend to God. And I like the King James Version, this part. Let me go to King James Version. Psalm 87, 40. Yeah, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel because they remembered not his hand nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy, when he worked in Egypt, all the miracle that God done for them. They remember not. So we see all of them die in wilderness, except the people who born in wilderness, children who born in wilderness, entering the promised land. That's so sad. How serious it is, because they did not remember all the miracle that God did for them. And we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 8, and from verse, we can read from verse 1 and 2 to verse 3. We can see that chapter 8 from verse 1 to verse 3. We can see that all the commandments which I commanded thee this day, you shall observe to do, that you may live, multiply, go in, possess the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers, that you shall remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know that was in what in your heart, whether you would do keep his commandment or no, and to humble you, to suffer you in hunger, and fed you with manna. And we can see this. And they still, God already warned them, but they forget it. So we thank God. Now we have the word of God. We need to respond to the word as King Asa. Who knows if King Asa keep continue thanking God, keep continue acknowledging God. We don't know how many years he's going to live in peace. We don't know how long he's going to experience the peace of God, the joy of God, all throughout his reign. So we don't know. And the Bible didn't tell us clear. I mean, who knows if he continue worshiping God, continue to give God first place, continue to worshiping God. And as we see the scripture, that clearly he didn't remember. And there's no stated, not like David. And the Bible tell us clear that with long life, he wants to satisfy, show us his salvation. And we don't see that with the King Asa. And he started trusting. I believe the moment that we trust in ourselves and the Lord rebuke him, you have done foolishly. And we don't want to rebuke by the Lord that you are foolishly, you know, you have done foolishly, or you're doing foolishly. And Paul gave us really, really good, whatever lovely, whatever pure, whatever think on this thing. So we think on the thing of God. That's Philippians chapter 4, I believe verse 8. If we would think on the good thing of God, we would think the goodness of God. If our daily we're going about, think about the goodness of God, keep thanking God how good he is, thinking about the grace of God, giving thanks about the grace of God, thanking his grace, his mercy, his love, his forgiveness, his righteousness, his peace, instead of like, oh, how miserable I am. Oh, how much, don't you understand, God? I'm going through so suffering. So if we, I think if we keep ourselves, keep thanking God, the joy, the peace that God has given us, I think our problem would be much smaller than we thought. I think so. You know, I just went to Vietnam. I'll tell you, it scared me too. It scared me. I went because the Lord gave me three specific instructions this time I went. I hope God don't tell me again and go there unless things change. I have no desire to go there again. No desire. Back in my head, I still said, but the Lord gave me word. I said, I have given me instruction. You follow in my instruction, you'll be saved. No bringing, no lucky check. Everything, I just did exactly what he told me. It's still intimidating. I back you up. I protect you. As long as you do exactly I show you. It's still intimidation. It's scary. It's scary. But I said, Lord, don't let me do this again. I have two kids. I don't mind. I die. I don't mind. But two kids too small. My kid too small. Anyhow, you follow God. God tests you sometimes. I don't know about you, but me, yes, he did. If we would give him thanks, but I keep saying, God, thank you. Even though something happened, but at least I do your will. Something happened to me, I'm still rejoicing because I'm doing your will. Deeply in me, I still have peace. I said, thank you for your peace, you know, for this trip. And there's still some fear, be honest. I have a little fear I still have because I knew communists. I knew communists. I grew up there. And but praise God, I did exactly what the Lord reminded me. I brought you. You do exactly what I tell you. You will find. I back you up. Praise God. And I keep thanking God. Thanking God all the way. And my friend said, don't worry yet. I'll take care of you. the people that I know in Ho Chi Minh City. I let no my family know. Nobody that know me over there know, because I can't trust them. Because God to tell nobody, just do what I tell you to do, except the person that I want you to know. So anyhow, so talking about keep giving thanks. I said, Lord, I thank you every day. You giving me peace. You giving me this life. You giving me, so I'm gonna trust you regardless. When I touched the ground, come back home, I said, praise God, I'm home. The guy greeted me, welcome home. I said, yes, sir. He didn't know I was going through so much. Anyhow, praise God. So I think the Lord wants us to continue to acknowledge his goodness instead of what we're going through. Maybe, of course, we're all going through certain situation, a thing, but we need to learn how to give thanks, even those small things. Zechariah chapter, I like Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10, do not despise small beginning or small thing from beginning. So I think we continue to give thanks God every day. We're going to see God doing more and more for our lives. You know, when especially when we get into ministry, sometimes we want mindset, we want to see more healing. To me, like God work on me more than on people. Like I went to Vietnam this time, I share in church, and oftentimes the Lord wanted me to minister one-on-one more than when I go to church, I share with the church, like, yes, there are people, but I can feel that there's a lot of resistance in the church setting than one-on-one. When I was one-on-one, I feel more receptive than like whole church sitting. Like, yeah, people say, people clap their hand, but I can feel that in my spirit, they are not really receiving. But one-on-one, like only a few people I minister to them, I feel like so much, like they said, yeah, I appreciate it. And they started sharing with their friend. They have more influence than I do. One guy, he had 5,000 in his church. I said, I minister to him like all the time. I was there about a week with him. He spent time a week with me. And he ministered to his congregation more than I said, okay, that's even better than me to minister to them, because they may not receive my word as they receive his word. Yeah. But he received my word more than someone else can receive. So I said, okay, Lord, I don't know. I just listen what you tell me to do. I went just what. So I just thank God for the opportunity. Paul said, thank God for in his unspeakable gift. I think we need to learn how grateful what we have, especially my kid. I'm trying to teach them. They don't understand what mean we don't have food to eat. What do you mean, Daddy, you don't have food to eat? They don't get it, you know. So I try to teach them more grateful heart, live a thankful heart, recognizing the goodness of God. I think goodness of God to me is everything. That's how goodness of God make a change. It's not the wrath of God. The goodness of God. I think that's important. Like David said, forget not all his benefit, not just some. Sometimes we forget some. It's okay. As long as we remember some, I think better than remember nothing, right? Remember some is better than remember nothing. So I think my message is through.
Thank you, Jet, for the word of God tonight. Thank you for that word tonight, Jet.
You're welcome.
Benefits of giving thanks. Amen. Amen. Mm. And I like Psalms 103, where it tells us to, where David talked to his soul. And you're right, we have to talk to our soul and bless our soul, and tell our soul to bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Amen. You cannot feel down in bed once you start giving God thanks. You cannot be discouraged once you start and get into Thanksgiving. You know, if you start thanking the Lord, all that other stuff will go. You go right away. So we thank God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Anybody got a prayer request for Jet? Any prayer requests? Well, Jet, will you pray for all of us?
Sure, yeah.
Close out. Thank you.
Father, we thank you, Lord. You are good, Father. We thank you for your love, your kindness. We thank you, Father. This season is we recognize, Lord, us and our nation. We set aside one day to recognize you are good, God. We acknowledge your goodness in this nation, Father. You are doing amazing things. You are doing amazing things in our nation, especially in our time. Father, we thank you, Lord. What amazing nation we have, and you are working, you are doing, and we are really appreciating what are you doing. And I thank you, Father, for our brothers and sisters, Lord. Father, give us a thankful heart. Give us a gratitude that we want to acknowledge you every day, recognize you every day, because even the air we breathe is from you. We thank you, Lord. You are so good to us. Sometimes we fail to recognize you. Lord, give us the grace to recognize you. Give us the grace that we can live and thankful, give a thankful heart, give thanks to you every day, Lord, because that is command. It's not just optional, Lord. It's commandment, Lord, to give thanks to you. Paul, give us command. Give thanks unto the Lord, for it is good. And in everything, he said, give thanks. David said, give thanks unto the Lord because it is good. Yes, that's command to us, Lord. And because it is for our good, for our good. I'm sure you don't expect us to do so because you love us anyway. You did good thing anyway. The rain unjust and unjust. So you bless us anyway, but it is better for us to recognize your blessing. It is good for us to recognize for our own good, for our own sake, Father, because keep us humble. Keep us humble. Keep us trusting you more, Father.
Amen.
The more
Amen.
Thankful we are, keep a trust. We want to have more faith, but thankful heart is have more faith in you, Lord, because we recognize someone else can do for us more than we can do for ourselves. Lord, keep thanking you. That's how we keep trusting you, Lord. The more we thank in you, the more we trust in you. Because you have rebuked the King Asa, because he has trusted somebody else. And you said he has done foolishly. Father, give us grace so we will not do foolishly. So we can walk in the light as you are in the light. Let us follow you. Like Lord Jesus, everything he gives thanks. We want to live like Paul lived. In everything, give thanks to you. Recognize you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I speak grace and favor for your children, for your brothers, for our brothers and sisters, for your loved one, for your children. I know you love us dearly, Father. I speak protection for your everyone under my voice tonight. I speak protection as they travel, as we travel, Father. I come against any set trap from enemy, any set trap from enemy trying to harm, trying to set accident. I destroy your plan, enemy, in the name of Jesus. I confuse your plan on these people. You have no right to set any accident, to cause any harm to these people. In the name of Jesus, Nazareth, I destroy your plan. I destroy your plan to come against the people of God, in the name of Jesus, you have no right. I bring the blood of Jesus Christ, confuse your plan. I bring the fire of God to destroy your plan right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for you protecting your people, for sending your angel before them, behind them, surrounding them. I thank you for your peace, your joy, for your grace, your truth. I thank you, Father, continue, elevate us, continue, increase us to know you more. To know you more, to hear you more, to recognize you more. We love you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jed.
You're welcome.
That was a great word, brother.
You're Amen. Welcome. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to. Oh, I got to stop recording first.